mouth and the meditations of my heart be found acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my God. Please be seated. I do get emails from God our Father, so I wondered if it was me. I heard a phone going off like that, but I guess it wasn't. So God has let me on my own. But I love when that happens when I'm teaching preschool and my cell phone goes off and I say, oh, I got a call from God the Father. And I show a picture I have on my cell phone of the mighty sea and said, I see God is calling me. And they listen and they think I'm really hearing God, which I really am in sort of a way. Here's a story. It was early September in San Antonio, Texas. The thermometer stood at 99 degrees. A woman accidentally locked her 10-month-old niece inside a parked car. Frantically, she's calling her sister, the baby's mother, and they're both running around the car in hysterics. A bystander tried to help them. He attempted to unlock the car with a clothes hanger. And soon, there was a person coming towards him by the name of Frank Arla. Frank was a tow truck driver, and he had one of these in his tow truck. And so he approached the car and did one of these things to the back window of the car because the baby was turning blue and foaming at the mouth. And he said to himself, well, it's either one of these things or it's a dead baby. But Fred asked himself, was I a hero? No, at least not by the aunt. She who accidentally locked the doors. The lady was mad at me because I broke the window. And I just thought to myself, what's more important, the baby or the window? Our theme for today is, it's time for each of us to decide what is really important in our lives. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in the field, says Jesus. When a man found it, he hid it again, and then in his joy went and sold all he had and bought that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he finally finds one of great value, he went away and sold everything he had and bought that pearl. What Jesus is saying to us is that a fulfilling life only comes to those who have determined what really matters in this world and then gives everything they have to pursuing that one thing. That makes sense to me. I hope it makes sense to you. If there's only one thing in life that matters more than anything else, it would make sense for us to lock in on that one thing and make it the single most important priority in our life. Borrow the money. Get another job. Do something. That's the way to have a successful life. Of course, some people have difficulty deciding what's most important in their life. A man went to the sheriff's office to report his wife was missing. My wife is missing, he reported to the desk sergeant. She went shopping yesterday and has not come home. The sergeant asked, what's her weight? The man said, gee, I'm not sure. A little over 5 feet tall. And the sergeant asked again, what's her height? Her height was 5 feet tall. What's her weight? I don't have the slightest idea. The man looked helpless. She's not slim and she's not fat. The sergeant asked again, what's the color of her hair? The hair, he said, that changes every year. Maybe it's dark brown. I'm not sure. What are the color of her eyes? Never noticed. What was she wearing? The sergeant asked. Well, it could have been a skirt or shorts, the man said. I don't remember exactly. What kind of car? And the man said, she was driving my truck. And the man began to glow. It's a brand new 2017 Ford F-150. King Ranch 4x4. It has custom leather seats and Bubba floor mats. It has a heavy-duty towing package with gold hitch, a DVD with navigation, a 21-channel CB radio, also has 6 cup holders and 4 power outlets. Then he paused for a moment and got a little sentimental, and he said, my wife had a small scratch on the driver's door. And he started to cry. The sergeant said reassuringly, don't worry, we'll find your car for your truck for you. Everybody has their own set of priorities and what's important in life. What is really important to you? What is it that you care most about? Most of us would say our families. They're really important to us. And those of us who have families, we make that choice. And that's good. We were created for relationships, and the family is the most basic of all relationships. That is not to say that family life is easy, though. Especially families with children that have many challenges. Here's a little corny joke from me, because that reminds me of a census taker who stopped at a suburban home. How many children do you have? He asked the lady of the house. And the woman answered, 4. He said, wonderful, wonderful, that's great. May I ask their names? And the woman answered wearily, Eeny, Meeny, Miney, and Frank. Frank, he said, that's somewhat amused by that answer. He said, may I ask why you named your last child, your 4th child, Frank? And the woman answered, because we didn't want any Mo. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. At least 8 o'clock, a couple of them laughed, didn't it? I warned you it was corny, but even in the best of families and situations, living together is very difficult. Nevertheless, our family should be our highest priority. This is where we learn we are loved, and this is where we develop our values. Our children need our time and our guidance. Of course, the most important guidance we can give our children is our own example. One of the authors of Reader's Digest writes how he studied for an article he did on the Amish people in preparation for his article. His observation of the Amish people was in the schoolyard. He noted that the children there never screamed or yelled at one another. This amazed him. He spoke to the headmaster, and he remarked to the headmaster how he not once heard an Amish child yell. And the headmaster said, well, have you ever heard an adult Amish person yell? Good question. A child's behavior is sometimes the best gauge of what child observes at home. And most of us, if we were asked, would probably say that most important thing to us is our family. Most of all, most of us would also say that on our list would be our health. It's interesting, don't you think? Most of us agree that our health is very, very important. After all, you could have $1 billion in the bank, but if you don't have good health and it enables you to live a normal life, what good is it? It wouldn't do any good, would it? Life is filled with many, many ironies. The runners of the world were shocked when Jim Fix, author of the 1977 best spelling book, The Complete Book of Running, died of a heart attack while he was jogging at 52 years of age. His father had died even younger than that. But that takes nothing away from the sport of running. It's a great sport. Sometimes, though, our genes are more powerful than any lifestyle choice. Life is tricky. Family and health are vitally important to us. But our families can turn their luck on us, and our health will someday fail us. No matter how disciplined we might be, the mortality rate for human beings is still 100%. There is only one priority that can be at the top of the list of things that are really, really important to us, and that is our faith in God. That's the only thing and only reason why you are here this morning. You must have that kind of faith. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field, Jesus says. And when a person finds out about it, they hide it again and then come back with joy after they have sold everything they have and buy that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he finds one of great value, he goes away and sells everything too and buys that pearl. In other words, we are to give our first priority to seeking the kingdom of heaven or the kingdom of God. They're interchangeable in the Bible. The kingdom of God is God's rule in human life. Everything else in this world is perishable. Everything else in this world has an expiration date, a sell date. Only one thing is eternal, and that is God's kingdom. And you know what? When you seek after God's kingdom above all things, all the other things that are important to us have a tendency to fall right in place. Want a great family? Seek God's kingdom first. Then you will be conscious of setting a good example to your family. And the more committed you are to God, the more committed you are to likely be to your family. The same thing is true of our health. Seek the God's kingdom, and studies show that religious people are actually healthier than non-religious people. They have a longer lifespan. One reason is because most of us do live more disciplined lives than our less religious neighbors. We're less prone to judge or indulge in such destructive behavior as drug abuse or excessive drinking, etc. You see, it's all a package. Seek God's kingdom first, and you'll be a better spouse, a better parent, a better member of the community. Your health will be better, and your attitude about the future will be better. You will love your neighbor and wish for a better world for all humanity. All we have to do is seek God's first, and his kingdom will be here. Amen. Amen.